say peace to anyone who's ever touched by Sharif. It's going out to everybody in West Cambridge, Mount Auburn. Of course, we stop a family. One love, y'all. When I think of my man, first I see his smile, followed by his bright eyes and his sense of style. It's been a while now since my friend passed on, but that still don't change the fact that he's gone. I'm still expecting to check him at our favorite spots, cause memories and thoughts, unlike hearts, don't stop, don't drop. I wanna scream out, get up, get up. I guess I'm fed up, that pain and anger won't let up. I just wish there was some setup, some time to prepare. Struck down in this prime, yo, it seems so severe. How to persevere through the sudden shock of a loss. Some cry, some wail, some chant to hum through a loss, and come to a cross, wanna grasp. How else to fathom the chasm left by a friend that's passed? So many questions to ask, so much left unsaid. Some people punish themselves, wish it was them instead. On new ground I tread, how to fill this void. First time I find that emptiness could have such heaviness. I guess we just gotta remember the very best. Please rest in peace, my brother, you know you passed every test of friendship and family, and every day I plan to be grinding by my visual memory of the man I see. And when I cannot see, I still hear your tune. You're like a favorite song that always ends too soon. What it meant to pour out my beer until I actually had a brother that wasn't here. Still shed a tear or two whenever I think of you. Spending hours gazing at the 13th floor on your towers, sitting at the bleachers. I swear this way your spirit to reach us, maybe teach us a thing or two about seeing you in a new light. Life after death, the afterlife, cause you know you live on in the minds and hearts of brothers, fathers and mothers, friends, family and others. I often think of what Pete Ross says. You know the courts where it hurts the most to go. Seems like we played New York less than a month ago. Used to talk plenty of trash, having many a laugh. Mad heads up in the half court or a full court blast. We used to chill and relax. Took at least two before we passed and contemplated the vast universe before us. Singing together to a chorus, chanting five the notorious, and it was glorious. Man, you could tell the story just right to have me rolling and tumbling. But I'm still stumbling on the irony, cause it don't matter how many times that we listen to that live MC known as the B.I.G. It still surprises me, cause everything that my eyes can see and my heart feels tells something deep inside of me. That you weren't really ready to die, Sharif. That you weren't really ready to die, Sharif. That you weren't really ready to die. Life is fleeting, but short and delicate. But at 21 years old, such concerns seem irrelevant. People trying too hard not to be celibate, living life to its fullest, simply for the hell of it. I'm glad my man lived a life of no regrets, enjoying himself from one day to the next. Not to say that he was selfish or had no dreams. Generosity flowed through his blood like streams, and he was working hard in school and it didn't come easy. It seems he always tried his best to please the people in his life, spreading lots of love. His smile still shines on when I look above. Never had a bad word to spread about any head. Instead, he mind his business, crack jokes, and try to win this game. I guess it's kind of symbolic that he ended up falling on the court where we run ball and chill constantly from high noon to sunset. I done bet my life, your legacy's not done yet. Still be talking about you when I'm 100. Know some great human beings, but you the best one yet. Pour my heart into song, trying to do some justice to your memory. And even though there's no remedy ultimately for your absence, I do my best to remember the great friend to me who would never be dead to me.